You want your theme music, by the way?
Now yes.
On AM 14.
There it goes.
That was it.
That's the disclaimer. But, yeah, we lost the satellite feed. We'll try to figure out what's going on with that.
Okay. Well, we've got an hour to figure that out. Okay. And, okay, what's the weather look like there, sweetheart?
Well, it's going to be hot today with temperatures around 101. It's currently 78 degrees in the downtown studio. Slight chance of sprinkles tonight with our temperatures around 73. Tuesday's going to be hot with temperatures around 97 with a low of 71. Wednesday's going to be 93 with a low of 66. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every day that we read the weather here on our morning show, our sponsor for the weather is Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. All right. The gosh, everybody's like running out of the office now, and they're trying to figure that one out. Okay. The you know what? What kind of weekend did you have? You had a good weekend. The went to the wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew on Saturday at the Veterans Hall, right there on Yuba Street, and they're raising money.
How
for
was that?
It was, you know, it was good. They were. I saw Vince Stevenson. I haven't seen Vint in 10 days, or no, it hadn't been that long, like 7 days, and he hasn't returned my emails or not my yeah or my messages.
Kind I of thought, alarming.
Well, it is because it's not like him. It turns out he's been in a hospital. So,
oh my goodness,
with pneumonia. You know, and you said what? You know when I saw you said when you saw him last time.
He had this cough that was persistent. You know how when you're talking, you go ahead and, you know, just, it's this, like a spore in your lungs. You know what I'm talking about. People who are listening know exactly what I'm talking about. And it was persistent. It wasn't like he was sneezing or had, you know, the kind of a cold thing. It just, obviously, once it bothered him enough, and he probably, obviously, you said lost weight, was feeling punk, went in and found out that he's walking around with pneumonia. So, you know, just be mindful, folks, because it does happen, and we see it happen a lot, and you just don't want to be in that experience.
43 pounds. He lost 43
Gosh.
Pounds. They took his iPad, his computer, and his phone away from him because he'd be working with and yeah. His wife, who of course is you know works in the hospital, there goes take it all away from him. Just get it away from him. So there he was. He was kind of like
he couldn't answer your
he
call.
He couldn't answer. He couldn't answer. he was laying there, and so I mean he's still coughing somewhat. So but anyway, get better there, Ben. And I saw Frank Rose, who has you know has gone through a bunch of health issues. And Frank's out there looking good.
He's
again.
Just amazing. Yeah. You know what? I have to say, if there was ever somebody that you would look up to, of course, besides my father and you, Carl, that would be my hero. I would say that Frank falls in that category of somebody that, you know, just he keeps going. He does things under the radar. Many of you don't know about as far as supporting the community and very many things for the veterans. He's very thoughtful. Drops by little gifts and cards. He remembers things. He's just got, the guy's got a lot of, he walks with grace. So just want, Frank, if you're listening, I hope that puts a smile on your face because we're thinking about you. And also a shout out to all of those people who came yesterday for our brunch, Jazz on the Veranda. We had a nice crowd. Lots of people that we have known and that we have had the great pleasure of knowing here in Reading showed up. And it was just a beautiful day. It's nice to have this social kind of, right?
It is. Being able to sit out there and watch the river and have a really great brunch. Food's excellent. Service is really good. Oh, so it was a good day. So, other things going on. You know, I'm watching Donald Trump. You know, I never have taken Donald Trump seriously because for a variety of reasons. You know, I think he's very bombastic. I think a lot of things. I think that he does things for reasons that are for Trump. And then I hear him, but then he gets into this, and he gets on a roll, and he starts saying things that people want to hear. Now, does he believe them? I don't know. But he's here saying things. How he attacks about what's going on in the border is absolutely true. You know, we are, you know, people are, oh, let's just cut away all the business from Trump because he said they're sending There's rapists and drug dealers and murderers coming across the border. Well, oh, let's not do business with him anymore. Well, what about the girl that goes and licks the donuts and screams, "I hate America," and "I hate America," and yet you don't see her being, you know, them
you
pushing to stop doing that. You see him, and then he goes on and he attacks McCain. He says something about McCain being a hero or being a prisoner of war. Well, you know what? I think what happens is his Trump's mouth runs away with him because, you know, he started denigrating people that have served their country. And I'm talking during wartime. I'm talking to why he's a senator. But then he kind of apologized for that, kind of, not a lot. But then he said, you know, but McCain has done nothing to help the veterans. In the VA, he's done nothing on the border. He's not done enough. Well, is that what he said?
Yes.
He hasn't done enough.
He's not done enough to help veterans, nor have they addressed the issue that animates many of his supporters, illegal immigration.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't. You know, and it's frankly, here's somebody, if anybody should be leading the charge to help veterans, it should be McCain and the other veterans in Congress. But I don't see that. I see, I still see that the waiting lines are just as long, that they're, you know, that the services are getting harder and harder to get. They've thrown billions of dollars at it, and yet there's been no changes because there's been no change in the leadership, in the type of atmosphere you get in the bureaucracies there. I'm not talking about down where the rubber meets the road down in the clinics, but I am talking about when you get up to the heads of these major areas there in Oakland and Phoenix and these others. There's been no change, and because they're too dumb. They're just too dumb to figure out guys, there's going to be more people using this. You think? You think the same mistake that the government's made about Medicaid or Medi-Cal? How many people do you think are in this thing? Oh, well, we didn't know it was going to be this many. Well, excuse me, you spent billions of dollars trying to figure this out, and there's not. So now nobody gets services. Now, this is the worst part. Nobody gets services. I've been trying to talk to my doctor at the VA on the phone. It's been up to a month now. It's been over a month because, oh, well, you can't get in for a you can't get in to see him because it's not that big a thing. It was a question. Well, he's going to call you on this day at this time. Well, on that day at that time, and for those 3 minutes, I was unavailable for that phone. As soon as I called him back, he goes into a phone bank that says, "Oh, you know, nobody answers because they call at the end of the day." So then I do it again, he calls again. I call him again because I didn't know he was calling again. And then it's like, oh, you have to make an appointment to talk to him. I already made an appointment. I said, can you just tell me that, when I can talk to him? Well, now it's this week someday. So it's been almost a month now.
So
there's something wrong here that a doctor I've had for 8 years, I can't even get him on the phone because I've got to be at a certain place. I'm sorry, but I run businesses here, and there may be times I'm interviewing people or that we're on the road or something. I can't take that call. So, and then they're just changing the urgent care over there, which we're going to get the head of the VA clinic here over here to explain exactly what that means. Oh, if you've got a doctor, then you go see them. Well, how am I going to go see him if urgent care is taking you? Oh, you're going to be here for hours today. Just sit here and wait. All right. Just sit here and wait. Okay. Or I could go see my doctor. No, I'm sorry. I can't see your doctor. His first appointment's a month away. Something's going on. It's changed.
I was telling you when we, you get the best news up at the doggy park, but there was a guy up there who said,
the best news at the doggy park.
Yeah, you get the best news at the doggy park. It's really a vast array of different kinds of, walks of life that come up there, and I love it. Commonality is that we love our doggies. So anyway, there's this guy up there. He's a loyal listener, and he is also, informed. But he said, I'm just really the words he said were the emergency walk-in at the VA clinic is closing. And he goes, I'm really bummed out because that means now when you call your doctor, you can't get in for a month or two.
So is this the model of the healthcare system that is coming for all?
Well, yes, I do believe
government
that.
Government
managed. Absolutely. That's why you've heard for 5 years now, Nancy Sutton Pierce, Saturday Show, and also Trudy Pratt, Dr. Salas, they are always talking about you've got to be the person, your own doctor, because you're not going to be able to just go like this and have the kind of medical care that we used to have. Oh, by the way, it was so great this weekend after being outside and doing a lot of activities to come home and just know that I could put my sleep number to 45 and have a really good night's sleep.
Your sleep number setting is 45?
My sleep number setting is, and I can move my setting. That's the beautiful part
and
of the
my
dual.
My sleep number setting is 40.
Okay, so you've moved it around. Because at one time...
I've moved your sleep number setting around. Sometimes I put you at 35.
Do you do it to get even?
No.
I'm going to look at you.
I'm kind of your sleep IQ technology. I look at you and I think she needs to be, I think her sleep number setting needs to be 40.
Is my mouth
40.
Open just a little bit more and she's tired.
I think she's tired. I have to move her around a little bit. Okay, turn her over and I'm going to drop her sleep number setting to 35. Because that's what the sleep IQ technology does.
It feels
so
good.
But now it's not just enough that it helps you with the way you sleep. Now they've got Sleep IQ Kids Bed. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed, yeah. So you can see how your children are sleeping. Because, again, sleep, diet, exercise is the road to health. So now
and
you
good,
can tell.
Great.
That's right. You know that. You'll know what adjustments to make them, help them sleep better. So the new Sleep IQ technology, Sleep IQ Kids technology. For back to school, there's nothing better than to make sure that the kids are sleeping because, you know what, if they don't have enough rest, they're not going to do well in school. It's just like all of us. If there's not enough rest, you're not going to do it well at work. If there's not enough rest, the rest of your day caves in around that. But the only way you're going to find it is to head on down to our friends at Target Shopping Center at our Sleep Number store. That's right, our Sleep Number store with Brian and Janice and all the other professionals they have down there. Here's your chance. Head on down there. Talk to them about the Sleep IQ technology and how they can help the whole family sleep better. Not just the adults, but the children, too. All of this at Sleep Number Stores. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado, tobacco and brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 this beautiful Monday AM. How is everybody doing? 720. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop. I don't know, you guys. Would you like to bring Casey and the Sunshine Band to Reading? I would just probably not be able to sleep because that would be so much fun.
Really?
And he's still out there touring. Oh my gosh, how much? What a blast!
Yeah, but you know, does he lose a little bit when he's dancing?
I don't think so.
And he's on a walker.
No, I think he's just cut a new album.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean they're out there doing. Well, see, you got to keep active to stay young. You got to keep yourself wrapped around it.
There you
anyway,
go.
Going back to Four Winds Jewelry, just
Leonard stays young.
Leonard stays young. He's got acreage. He reads a lot. He's with it. You know, I think he enjoys, I believe he likes to engage with people coming through a Four Winds Jewelry. I've been in there before and people are sitting around, they're talking about politics, they're talking about life. He's running back and forth, he's doing batteries, he's figuring out, you know, if you want to take your jewelry and have an expert look at it and give you an expert opinion that you can count and trust on. That's it. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, I promised you this morning, Carl, I wanted to...
And I can't wait.
I wanted to talk and get your take on the top five things that they say. Five things you must know on Monday.
You must know today.
Okay. Number one, the Cuban embassy opens in Washington, D.C.
It is. They've raised a flag over the Cuban embassy. Now... The American embassy, however, in Cuba, they did not raise the American flag over. In fact, there's no big thing going on there until, I guess, Secretary of State Kerry shows up later on this month or this summer. And then at that point, they do official flag raising and all this.
It's been 5 decades.
It has. And you have to ask yourself, and the purpose of it, it's part of the Obama legacy, of course. He's saying if you open it up, they're going to, people are going to want to have democracy and all that. And it makes no difference if people want democracy. It's the leaders of the country. And, of course, the Castro brothers are getting pretty much up there in age. So who knows what happens after they pass away. Is the country going to open up again and become like it was back in the 50s, a wild and crazy place where people can go down and have a great time? And hopefully the mobs don't own it for the... Or ISIS doesn't come in and take it over.
Number two, Jordan Spieth could make history at the British Open. With 4 birdies on his inward 9, the reigning Masters and U.S. Open champion shot 6 under par 66 on Sunday and is in serious contention to win the Claret Jug and continues his chase towards history.
He's what, the youngest?
21-year-old.
21. This guy is phenomenal. He's Tiger Woods without being named Tiger. And let's hope he has a better life than Tiger.
Well, he's supposedly, from what I've watched, he's totally tight with his dad and his family, and he has these Southern manners, and he's just very, he's very grounded way.
I think that Tiger came out, and he was grounded with his father and all this, and, you know, whatever else was kind of going on there, but... When the wheels come off, the wheels come off. And it's a measure of a man. It's a measure of a man that when things start going wrong, if he can still maintain his clarity, maintain his morality, maintain his eye on the ball, his eye on the prize at the end.
Wow. Good mentoring words there. Number three, banks in Greece reopen. Greece's banks were closed since June 29th after the... country flirted with bankruptcy, defaulting on debts to the International Monetary Fund as its second bailout deal expired. The banks reopened Monday but still have a daily cash withdrawal limit of 60 euros, that's $65, and a weekly cash limit of 420 euros, that's $455. No one knows when those restrictions on cash withdrawals will be lifted.
Now, we have friends that live in Greece. And, in fact, they're making plans to come back here. And I said, well, and said, no. They have all their money in a bank in Florida someplace. But they would not put all their money into a Greek bank. But here it is in Greece. You can get $60 a day. I think it's what? How? And I thought that they were letting them, they'd open the banks up and they were letting them get like 600 euros a day. I thought I saw that on the morning news.
Mm.
So that, you know, may have changed just a little bit, but it's still, they are still in deep trouble over there in Greece. And they're not the only ones, you know, and Greece is being bailed out. But see, the people are voting, you know, you have to vote for this austerity program where they're cutting back on a lot of the gimmies, which is what a socialistic country does. It gives a lot until the money runs out. And once money runs out, then all those great deals where they had the 42 days of vacation. I was offered a job in Europe, and the perks they give you there are just unbelievable, including the last one when I turned them down. This was a very large company in Europe, and I've been working out of Spain at that point and running all their projects in Spain. Said that after I said, well, you know, I said, I'm going to head back to the States. I've been gone for a long time. And he says, but this job, he says, once you have this job, you have it forever. I said, forever? He says, oh, they don't fire you. And I just looked at him and I thought, well, that's interesting. They don't fire you, which means then you know that you have this job.
You can get lazy.
Plus
in
you
it.
Get. Plus you, we had. I was.
One
getting,
could
I
get
was
lazy.
Getting. I was getting 40 days of leave of vacation. That didn't count. That did not count weekends. Those were just. It was like 6 weeks. Okay, it was like 36 days. So that was 6 weeks of vacation, not counting weekends. They don't count weekends in that. So if you counted weekends in that, I mean, it came up, gosh. And then it was just all these other things that they would do for you if you're going to be an employee of this company. But it's kind of like Europe does.
This is how Europeans can take those long holidays.
That's why,
not a week.
That's why Europe shuts down in August in a lot of places, because they all take a month-long vacation and go other places. You go to Rome during part times in August, and you don't go to a lot of places that aren't there. They're closed, or they're
really.
They're, oh yeah, and they because people go. That's when they take their vacation. Is in August. A lot of people in Europe do that. I mean, just trying to get to the coast or any of that. So, a good time to travel, I guess, if you don't want it too crowded in some areas, was to go in August.
Hmm.
Anyway, but that's a. But you know what? Greece is just indicative of what's happening in Europe.
Okay, something else on the top five things that you must know is it's been 3 years since the shooting in Aurora, Colorado. This guy, James Holmes, you know, he shot dozens of people in a movie theater, and just horrific when you think about it. The most recent being the shooting, okay, let's see.
He was found guilty of all the murders.
There's been 76 additional mass killings that have occurred, the most recent being the shooting of the resulting deaths of four
Marines and one
sailor. One Navy sailor in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And here's what they go up, and they're trying to push this. They're push this lone wolf thing. Oh, it's a lone wolf. You know, you can't tell. Lone wolf. I'm starting to disbelieve that theory. I think if everybody is tied into the same thought process of attacking Americans through the propaganda you read or whatever, but the bottom line is you attack Americans, then it's no longer a lone wolf. It is a strategy. The strategy is to get people to go out to get a gun and attack people. Okay? That's the strategy. It doesn't mean it's a lone wolf. It means you may have individual operatives. But the strategy is out there. The strategy where they approach people, they seduce them through the internet or through other means. We're still not sure how all this happens. They're trying to figure out about what happened to this guy in Tennessee, in Chattanooga. Went to school there. Was a naturalized citizen. People knew him. And yet he seemed to like to have gotten into drugs lately. He lost his job, and then he went on to this binge, the shooting binge. But that goes back to gun-free zones. if you're going to have a gun-free zone, then the people that are going to have a gun-free zone need to provide an armed security person. Then you go into a movie theater, gun-free zone. Of course, you don't see that around here. But if it's a gun-free zone in a movie theater, then there ought to be a guard there just in case somebody walks in there and is nuts like this other guy. You know, frankly, he walks into a Reading theater and tries it. He may be shot 14 times by 14 different people. But the bottom line on this is anytime you go gun-free, you got to provide protection to those people in gun-free zones. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We got a bunch of comments here in the chat room. And I did not say a better wife than Tiger. I said a better life than Tiger. life, not wife. Yeah, I didn't say wife. I would never say get a better wife than Tiger. Did you see her?
Yeah, no.
She was pretty hot.
She was hot.
You with a 9-iron, no?
Well, you know what? If Tiger was throwing that in her face, here's this woman, bearing his children, and he's out there fooling around with everybody. He's lucky he didn't get, have a 9-iron buried, buried in the rough, might say. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Oh, I was just helping. That was my part of the song.
Remember Kim Wilde there, Linda? Kids in America?
Kind of.
No. It wasn't big yet, but it was a good dance song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's the 20th of July, Monday. It is 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. 78 degrees out there, going up to the high 90s today. No, I think we're going up to 100 today, right? 102? Something like that?
Yes, you know, we are.
The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better-known business. I'm just throwing this out, you know, so people should know.
Yeah, Wonder Brown says 105.
Yeah, 105 today. Well, we need to change that high up there on the board.
So. I'm just going to keep on punching you this morning.
Keep punching me. I don't care. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Wind River, because we're having Romance on the River on August the 6th. Linda, Lady Bottom.
Day after Carl's birthday, come and play so we can
watch Carl get
celebrate.
Watch Carl have his birthday at Wind River. Then, yeah, you know, I am going to. I'm going to celebrate my birthday there.
For days.
I may start on the 1st and just stay there.
There you go.
Anyway, all this at Wind River, but you're going to need, you know what, it's a great time. The food's great. You know, you can dance, have a super time that night, of course. But you need to give them a call in the Elements Lounge, 243-3377. It is a great time. We have a wonderful time. We sing, we dance. Linda's got backup players. She's got, who else you got going this time? You got Lou White, something like that?
No, I have Paul Sen on trumpet.
Okay, that's what I was talking about. All of this is happening out at Wind River. Okay, now, you guys were just telling me things about things that you can eat at the fair. I cannot believe this.
It's not just deep-fried Twinkies anymore.
Tell me what it is.
All right, let's just run down the top 10 weird foods available at a state fair. I got this off a Flipboard. Apple pie on a stick. Funnel cake batter, apples, cinnamon, spices, deep fry the whole thing, serve with a side of caramel, and 3 apple wedges. Call your cardiologist immediately. The ultimate bacon explosion. 8 ounces of bacon-wrapped brisket trimmed with jalapeno cheese and spices, smoked and spritzed with sweet chili barbecue sauce. Deep-fried nacho balls. How about the burger dog?
Wait a minute, nacho balls.
Finger food consisting of seasoned ground beef, jalapenos, cheddar cheese rolled in nacho cheese Dorito crust, deep fried, served with nacho cheese dipping sauce. Are you getting a theme here?
Oh, my gosh.
It gets better.
Is your stomach getting upset?
Okay, I think that now, they should have a Beano a booth.
A Beano booth. That's what
they
you need.
They need a Beano booth. And definitely, yeah. In fact, think about that for fairs and runways. A Beano booth, because, and then they should put next to, this is a one Beano food. If you're going to have the jalapeno, whatever, poppers or whatever, 2 Beano. But the one thing you were talking about, which then they should say that your blood pressure and everything else, so you should be taking, I'm not sure what,
but they should also
Alka-Seltzer
have,
and Beano.
Like they had during the old Roman times, they should have vomitoriums there. You can just, after you've eaten the stuff, you walk into a place, it's a vomitorium, you go in and you get rid
vomitorium.
Of it all. It, you know, it sluices it out, and there's an attendant in there that wipes your face with a wet towel, you know, pats you on the butt, and sends you right back out again into the, and so you can buy a burger dog.
A burger dog.
Well, we went to Rome, we saw that.
Yeah. What is this, a burger dog?
If you can't make up your mind whether you're a hamburger person or a hot dog person, yes, you now can have both. Burger dog, a ground blend of hamburger, hot dog, bacon, cheese, and a splash of jalapeno on a hot dog bun. And you can top that off with Italian dessert nachos. Cinnamon sugar cannoli chips smothered with sweet ricotta cheese filling, fruit, chocolate, nuts, and candy toppings. You could live for a month on one serving of this stuff.
Oh, no, you couldn't. It's because at some point there's a severe blockage in your system.
Well, that may be caused by the mac and cheese cupcakes. Yes, you heard right, cupcakes. We're not talking about frosting. Mac and cheese nestled in a breadcrumb crust, baked in a cupcake pan. The whole food is frosted with Cheese Whiz!
No, not Cheese Whiz.
Oh, my God.
Not Cheese Whiz. Not Cheese Whiz.
I'm bloating just listening to this.
My stomach's hurting. Hey, okay, right. I've got people sending stuff
in. On the chat pack, what's going on there?
UC Shasta is not going to happen. People, there's been a there's been an effort to get a petition going to say we need to put a UC campus up here. You know, it could go with the scientific, you know, technology type stuff, the STEM type of environment. Neither is the state of Jefferson. UC Regents have at least a half dozen majority Hispanic Democrat Democrat voting cities, like Merced, which would rather be more likely for a new state university. But I think they just said Merced already has a university there, and it's not doing well. Where the you know, because everybody talks about, oh, how it can help the employment and all this. Well, Merced, if this is the right place, I've got to go back and look at it. It could have been Modesto. Is it Modesto or Merced? Are you looking up right now? Look up where the if where's a UC campus. But the bottom line is it did not help the unemployment. In fact, the unemployment is higher than the state average, higher than even of Redding's right now. So it did not help the unemployment in that area. But it would be good to have, of course it would be good to have a UC campus here. As far as not having the state of Jefferson, you know, again, that's the type of thing that you never, you know, you don't know. It may be one of those things that happens, you know, all of a sudden, because something dramatic happens and people say, this is it, we've had it, we just need to, you know, break the state in half or thirds. Who knows? It could be something that they're saying, look, we can do much better if we're just a third of each of all of us. And so that you could have like Los Angeles and San Francisco and the coastal cities, you know, carve out their part, because then they don't have to worry about extra taxes going out here in the hinterlands to help people up here in Northern California or all those other things. So, you know, punish us by cutting the state in thirds. That'd be interesting. Okay. What was the other thing there? Oh, that the government is slowing down your mobile phone.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't read this. I haven't opened this one up yet. Sometimes it's scary to open that up. But what I do know is that the California Air Resources Board, CARB, good article in the paper about it this weekend. CARB, some people believe that it's actually the wall against pollution. To many, it is an out-of-control bureaucracy with non-elected officials running it, which both of them are probably true. They do a lot about who can come in, who can be the ones that are, you know, about your emissions. They test every vehicle. They test all of this stuff before they're allowed to be sold. They're probably the most powerful air resources board in the country, and maybe even the one that sets standards for the world. However, talk to businessmen about what things they're doing, and they're talking about now is cutting back the amount of fuel that's going to be that people will be using by 2030 by half. I haven't seen anything in there that says what you're going to be replacing it with. Batteries. I don't know. Batteries, hydrogen batteries, solar. I don't know. Natural gas.
Yeah, well, the trouble with alternative energies is that it, you know, it's like plug-in cars. Oh, it's zero emission. No, it's not. The electricity did not grow on a tree. You had to make the electricity. You have to make the batteries. You have to make the body of the car out of something. It didn't just magically appear because they passed a law.
Well, you know, the lady that drove the Tesla up here, she says, yep, stopped at these charging stations, free electricity. And no, it's not. It's not free. It's not free electricity. What it is electricity that's been provided to you that you don't have to pay for right there.
But it's, I'm sure, through your state taxes.
Oh, through taxes and all types of things, it's being paid for. I mean, it's got to be built and it's got to be paid for by somebody. Electricity just doesn't come. Well, I guess it could just come out of the air. But real electricity has to be generated.
Solar?
Well, it could be solar, but it has to be generated. Electricity has to be generated somewhere, and it costs money to do it. And if it's solar panels and there's just acres and acres and miles of them, fine. But you still have the infrastructure that puts it there, and then you need the infrastructure that brings the power to that little Tesla machine where you can plug it in. And it doesn't get there by ferries.
Let's talk about solar panels. The Chinese love to make solar panels. Do the Chinese just wave a magic wand and a solar panel appears? No. You mine aluminum. You mine silicone. You mine rare earths, which we don't have a lot of. You mine all this stuff with traditional methods, and then you take it to a factory where a lot of energy gets expended in making the solar panel. It's not free.
I thought they said they came off solar trees. No.
So it's the 20th of July today, and I came across this article I'd like to share with you in just a quick second. We talk about laws and stupid laws, and at which point, you know, I guess if you're going to just, here's a line and it's black and white. Well, in Florida, a community is up in arms after a beloved toll booth worker was allegedly fired recently for paying a driver's toll with his own money. The guy's name is Samsonov. He's 77. He told reporters that he lost his job last week after working for the Island Bridge Authority near Boca Grande, Florida, for almost 30 years. He broke the rules by putting $5.50 into the cash register from his pocket after he realized he missed a trailer being pulled by a vehicle and wanted his register to balance with the axle counts and was caught on tape putting money from his pocket into the register. He has been reprimanded before for paying tolls using his own money. Seems this guy is beloved by the community. Again, 30 years, so he hands out lollipops for kids, dog treats, you know, little bones for dogs. So I don't know if you're, is that just like keep your hand, you know, what do you do with it? This is a rule, like, you know, you can't take money from, you can't put money in. But he just felt this, he's very generous and beloved by the community. What do you do with this guy?
You tell him, don't do that again. And then you rehire him.
So they were saying he was going to be put on a five-day leave. And he said, if I can't be trusted, and they said, we're going to minimize your days to two. He said, if I can't be trusted for 5 days, how can I be trusted for 2 days? So I guess it's a stand on his part. Like, you know, I'm not, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was being generous in my heart.
Well, what he did was he said, I made a mistake. Instead of charging, instead of making a mistake, say, hey, I'm $5 short, you know, by actual count, I just put it in. So that
he was caught on tape taking the money from his pocket.
Yeah, it wasn't like he put the money out of the till and put it into his pocket. It was the other way around. You know, here's a guy that, hey, you know what? I made a mistake on this here. I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Get instruction here by Ted Leidy and his crew. For a limited time, they will provide an ammo, ammunition, and a free firearm rental for those going through the course that don't have and they have not selected their guns yet that they want to carry for your concealed carry course. Northern Firearms Instruction, give them a call, 999-1822, or check them out at readingccw.com. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Let's find out what's happening with Planned Parenthood since their announcements that they were in the process, that they were in the business of selling baby parts.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx, to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Drive it at Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval to credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. Monday, 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock, July the 20th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, every kind of coffee and drink and brew and all of the stuff, as you can imagine. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of it there at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned store, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, we were just talking about during the break, you know, people that go into these dating sites. You kind of, you know, a dating site is, I want to meet somebody, you know, and it's, I mean, you know what, it's, it, I've used them before back, you know, years
Disclosure, ago. Disclosure, Brenda and I met on Match.com.
And so, you know, I've used those before, but then there's other ones, like this one, like adult friend finder, you know, I mean, that's, then you're getting into the sex side of it. And then there's another one called Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison.
Hi, Ann.
Now, this sounds like, gee, Ashley Madison. Wait, is this like for, what is this for finding?
I thought it was a pop star.
Yeah. So, but what is, this is a site that tries to link up people that want to cheat.
Married people.
Yeah.
That is
their claim to fame, is that their tagline is, life is short, have an affair. And the logo is a very beautiful woman. You only see the lower part of her face, and she's going,
she's
wearing a wedding ring.
So, okay, it's probably made up by a bunch of old guys. Anyway, but the thing is on this is one of the things they put in here is there's a you pay a $20 fee.
For $20, you allegedly could have all your data deleted for your own safety. And a company called Full Impact, not a company, but a group of hackers called Full Impact said, "Nah, you've made almost $2 million for this scam, and we're going to expose you." So now they are threatening to reveal the contents of the database, including usernames, real names, and sexual preferences.
And what are they looking for? What are they asking?
They are demanding that the site Ashley Madison, which mostly caters to upper middle class women,
I wouldn't know. I've never even seen it before until now.
Yeah. And then there's a site, similar site that more caters to men, but it's all about hooking up for illicit sex. This hackers group is demanding that they shut down
the sites.
Yeah.
Or they're going to release all the information.
Yeah.
Which means is these people that have been paying $20 or whatever they're paying to have all their information deleted. Have been cheated then.
Yeah.
Essentially is what they're saying. So then those people could turn around and sue this site.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
For failure to, you know,
just the latest major security breach. But 37 million registered users. And you have to wonder with that kind of
37 number, million registered users in this. What's it called again? Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
So that's 37 million registered users that are in there to see if they can hook up for illicit sex.
Yeah.
Cheat on their spouses.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, guess what? You think you're safe?
Think there may be some beads of sweat.
If the CIA, if Petraeus isn't safe at the CIA without them hacking into his stuff, what makes you think that you're going to have anything on the internet that hasn't been hackable or that hasn't been hacked? The government's doing it on a regular basis, my friends. And then so, you know what? I bet the government pays, you know, trolls to go out there and hack, don't they? So just think about this. You're being paid by the government, and you're not being paid a lot of money, but they've really taught you how to hack well. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, hack well. And then, okay, so they just go out, they just strike out on their own. Okay, let's just hack into these adult sites because people, you know, there's a lot of pressure there.
A lot of money.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't just turn loose my information.
Founded in 2001, the controversial site bills itself as serving the darker side of dating. 37 million members want to use the site to find partners for infidelity. You knew it was going to be high risk. Ashley Madison, of course, describing itself as a service for discreet encounters, and now it may not be quite as discreet.
No, they're not discreet now. Anyway, so all those people that were on there. So you got to figure out what are they going to do with information? How do you make it public? Or do you just go to their website? You can
go to them.
You could probably put it up on WikiLeaks to their own site. But, you know, you're talking 37 million people. I mean, how many people are you going to look through that? Well, what they could do, though, is say, all right.
Searchable data.
They put it in. They go to the people. They got their email addresses. Hey, I found this in Ashley, whatever it is. Ashley's
ransomware. Yeah.
And just say, is that I can make sure that this doesn't appear anywhere else if you buy this thing for $10. And they go to a million people.
There's, in fact, operating out of Russia.
Think about that.
There's a big ransom group that targets people who have visited, whether inadvertently or not, certain porn sites, especially kiddie porn. And a message comes up on the person's computer says, "We're going to let the cops know that this is on your computer, and you will go to prison forever unless you pay us $100 right now."
Well, you know, these other things, can they put things on your computer?
Absolutely. Okay. If they've hacked into your computer,
they
absolutely.
They can put things on your computer, too. So, I mean, all that is such BS. Okay, let's talk about Planned Parenthood.
But here's what pays money.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood. Have you seen this woman? I mean, this is not old stuff. This stuff is still going on. This woman, this doctor, ahead of their medical procedures of Planned Parenthood, is talking about selling baby body parts. You know what? I don't care what you think about abortion, really. But when you get into this of selling body parts and talking about how they can snip above and below and that they can save the livers are big and hearts. She says, "I really don't know why they want legs, but we have a big, you know, there's a big sale on legs going." And then she talks about making money on it. Oh no, this is supposed to be donated. However, the doctors can make money on this, and then they give prices on this. How despicably low can you get?
Hypocrisy
on this, you know, if they talk to a woman that's, you know, oh, you know what, you're going to have abortion. Oh gosh, this is all right. This is really good for you. Now you can also help science by donating the fetal, you know, tissue. Now, this is partial birth abortions they're talking about. And so what has happened about this is, by the way, against the law. It's against the law. Do you hear this on CBS, NBC, ABC? Do you hear it on MSNBC? Do you hear it anywhere that the mainstream is saying this is against the law? Where is the Justice Department going, "My God, this is wrong"? So what do you get? You get the Planned Parenthood, the head of it, going, "I'm really sorry that this happened." This tone, the tone of this was just terrible. The tone was terrible? You're selling baby parts, and nothing's happening. Well, you have some senators, some congressmen are going, no, we're gonna put these guys out of business. Right. Good luck on that one. But what you ought to do is you ought to take this woman who is selling the parts and has talked about it and take her to and arrest her, just arrest her, and say, "Fine. You're selling baby parts. You've talked about it. You're the front man. You're the middle man for this. Listen to the tape. Listen to the tape." That's what she's doing. And then arrest her and put her on trial.
Strip her of her degree at the very
least. At least throw her out of the Planned Parenthood group. But no, not even that. There is no morality in this group. I mean, you're providing an abortion throughout this country. And then you get into something like CareNet over here, who is just the opposite. They're providing information and assistance to couples or children or young ladies or older ladies that want to keep their baby. And yet they're under attack by Planned Parenthood
for
insisting that they give information and send people to abortionists.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something wrong here. You don't see this the other way. There's something wrong with our society that allows this to happen. I am not, you know what, I cannot believe that we're actually allowing people to do this. My gosh, I mean, where is it? Doesn't this tug at your heartstrings? I mean, they're talking about crushing above and below and be, oh, we can save this part. Oh, no, there's a big run on livers now. God.
Have
what
the
are they
inmates
doing?
Not taken over.
Hey, we come back. We're going to talk to the dog trainer of the stars. You've got a dog. You've got search and rescue. You've got this. We had him on before, and it was a big hit. So we're going to bring him back on again and talk a little bit about that. It's Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on Monday, July the 20th. It's going up to 105 today. Presently, 78 degrees.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new embassy complete with a Cuban flag. Flying now for the first time since 1961 here in Washington. It was hoisted this past hour, marking renewed diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Cuba, which became official just after midnight last night. Also at SRNnews.com, British Prime Minister David Cameron has announced a five-year plan to counter homegrown Islamic radicalism.
When people say it's because of the involvement in the Iraq war that people are attacking the West, we should remind them that 9/11, the biggest loss of life of British citizens in a terrorist attack, happened before the Iraq war.
Cameron is focusing on countering the message radicals are using to recruit British youths. Critics warn the Prime Minister needs to do more to address legitimate criticism of British policies. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. businesses' outlook on sales in the coming months has darkened after sales growth slowed in the second quarter.
A survey by the National Association for Business Economics finds more companies also expect to reduce their investment in equipment and buildings during the July to September quarter. However, hiring and wage as well as salary increases are likely to continue at about the same pace as they did in the second quarter. The overall results show an economy muddling along at a steady, if tepid, pace.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Australian surfer Mick Fanning is happy to be in one piece today after being attacked by a shark during a surfing competition yesterday in Jeffreys Bay, South Africa, as he so eloquently explained to the World Surfing League.
I just saw fins. I didn't see the teeth. I was waiting for the teeth to come at me as I was swimming. I was like, ah!
Fanning says it did seem clear the shark was determined to attack.
It just kept coming at my board, and I just was like kicking and screaming, and wow.
It was a close scrape, but Fanning has happy to report today he escaped without a scratch himself. At Wall Street, it's been up and down so far for the Dow. Now it's back in positive territory, up by 14 points, and this is SRN News.
Doolittle Tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
Greek banks are open again, but many restrictions on transactions, including cash withdrawals, remain in effect.
Ordinary people will begin to feel the pain, but the Greek government hopes that there will be a sense of normality that might begin to return today as the banks reopen. Remember, there have been queues outside of the ATM machines for the last 3 weeks as people have waited to withdraw their 60 euros a day. But it appears today that the queues have simply moved inside as people have scrambled to make transactions that they had been blocked from doing in the last 3 weeks. That said, restrictions remain in place, so you can't open any new accounts, you can't cash any checks, and there are blocks on transfer of capital abroad.
As ABC's Mark Lowen reporting from Athens, more than a dozen states had opted to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act have seen enrollment surge way beyond projections. The figures raising concerns that the added costs will strain state budgets when federal aid is reduced starting in 2 years under the terms of Obamacare. This is SRN News. Seeking to blunt Donald Trump's summer surge, Republican White House hopefuls are shedding their cautious approach and speaking out against him, especially over remarks he made over the weekend disparaging John McCain's service in the Vietnam War. Iraq veteran John Soltz is chairman of the BoatVets.org.
I think it shows how out of touch Donald Trump is with the American military today.
Trump has refused to apologize for his remarks. No word on when a section of Interstate 10 in California will reopen after heavy rains led to the collapse of an elevated part of the freeway over the weekend. Caltrans spokesman Terry Kasinga.
We've had a complete collapse of the eastbound lanes on the 10 and an extreme undermine of the westbound section of the 10. There is no access to traffic at all.
And the eastbound traffic goes through there about 50 miles west of Arizona, and it gave way amid the heavy and torrential rains yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 after 8 here on the 20th of July, 2015. I'm here with Linda Bott and Bad Bob. We're sitting here on a Monday morning after this, you know, after a nice weekend. It was a nice weekend. You know, it was such a pleasure listening to you sing yesterday.
Oh.
You're just getting better and better.
I mean,
it's not that you aren't very good, but when you're singing with your group and y'all, the more, it's just like anything, the more you work together, the more, it's just a little nuances that a lot of people wouldn't notice, but I do because I've listened to you sing so much.
Well, I think it's just like anything else. When you really get into the rhythm of it, and I guess it would be like, you know, riding a horse or, you know, playing with players and that kind of thing. Anyway, thanks so much, and it was great. By the way, let's do a little bit of our temperature read today. In fact, Bob's changing it out right now. Our temperature is going to be around 101 today. Slight chance of sprinkles tonight, according to our forecast, with lows of around 73. By the way, it's currently 81 degrees right now. Tuesday, we're going to have a hot day with 97. Tuesday night, around 71. Wednesday calls for 93. Wednesday night, around 66. That's our forecast for the week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Or it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Give them a call.
You know, and we're talking about the heat here, and 101 to 105, somewhere anywhere around there. Then we talk about our friends from Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for a place or you're looking for a company to take care of any of your needs like that, I can't talk enough then about Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in the business for over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business, of course. And, the fact is if there's an emergency, they treat you like family. They're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any type of heating or cooling system, they're there. And you're saying, well, I'm right in the middle. I mean, right in the middle of summer, is my air conditioner working? I think it's working. Well, it may be working, but not to the full capacity. And with the cost of electricity, you want somebody that can fix your air conditioner, make sure it's running in a tip-top condition. And that's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good evening. It's a big night tonight.
It is, but, you know, Alliance Heating and Air, you know, they could have a commercial during cool April nights when they kick off their season, and they could say, hey, Daddy-O, want to be a cool cat? Huh? Couldn't they?
You got to get
sure.
in. You need to get into
Bellucci glasses and you come on, man.
You need to get into the marketing side of this, there, Terry.
I do, yeah. But I can reiterate too. Your wife has a beautiful voice. She can really sing, and you know, she can really sing.
Well, thank
she
you.
She can really sing. She
yeah,
really
she can.
No, I mean, she really can. Yep. It, you know what? It's just a pleasure listening to her. People say, oh, you get to hear her sing all the time. But she doesn't, of course, she doesn't sing around the house. It's kind of like, you know,
guys are too kind. So what's happening tonight, anyway, Terry? Thank you.
This is a big night.
Let's focus on what your event is tonight.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, you getting paid by the minute? Are you getting paid by the minute you're on, Terry? I mean, that's a good way to get going. Huh?
Anyway, tonight, 2570 Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church. Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be in to answer your questions. We expect a very large crowd. You know, we want to get going with questions and answers right away. We want people to ask their questions. We're not going to have statements or anything like that. We want questions and answers, and we think that that'll be great. We know that we have the congressman from 6:15 till 8, and there are some questions to be answered, that's for sure.
Well, there are, and I know that there's going to be a lot about the Iraqi deal. There's also going to be, I know, a lot on the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The
And the TPA, absolutely. And I hope that everybody gets their questions answered to their satisfaction, so that, you know, at the end of it, it's kind of like, well, I don't understand this, or I don't know why he did this. Let's, you know, it's, as you said, respectful questions, but let's get them answered.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and we've got to make sure that these guys do answer questions. We spent years with Wally Herger, who could dance better than anyone. And I know that frustrated you when you interviewed him.
Well, you know the best interview I ever had with Wally was after he had announced his retirement, and he came on the show. I mean, he was finished. I mean, he wasn't going to run again, and he was actually opening up about things until I asked him about the turnover, and then Wally's eyes closed again. So.
Yeah, it seems like the last few interviews with the congressman. Congressman LaMalfa haven't been quite as direct in the answers as they were when he first got into office.
It maybe is that he's given the answers that he's given the same answers that he's given before. Just maybe there's more information out there too. But I don't know. But tonight
we'll
is a chance.
Tonight,
that's right. Tonight at the Destiny Fellowship, starting at 6:00. Be down there, whether you are a Democrat, an Independent, a Greenie, a Brownie, a Republican, a Conservative, a Militia guy. Be there to ask our congressman questions, and he's there to answer them.
Yeah, the only question I'd ask, and I'm not going to be there. I'll be in Alameda and then on a boat in the morning. Excuse me, a ship in the morning. I hope I'm not in a boat. the only question I would ask is if everyone goes back there and they basically take a pledge to uphold the Constitution, how can you vote yes on a bill like the TPA that takes away our sovereignty and goes against the Constitution? I'm trying to figure out how that could happen.
I'm sure that's going to be asked tonight.
That would be a good question for someone to ask. And anyway,
okay.
So I think it's going to be an interesting evening tonight. I think it's going to be poignant. You know, I know that they'll have it handled real well. They've got it to where people will be manning microphones. So it'll be really good, and it'll be informative. And, you know, I think that that people really need to show up and, you know, and ask the real questions. Don't get sidetracked by all this other minutia when the real deal is, you know, what's happening to the sovereignty of our country. That's the real deal. You know, we're giving everything away. I mean, here we're letting Iran have a nuclear deal, and now the TPA makes it so that we have to have them as a trading partner.
They don't have that. That thing hasn't been accepted yet. And I understand, though, that Russia has just poured into Iran since this thing has been announced.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, got to run. Hey, have a great time on your trip to Alaska.
Okay, bye. Keep singing there, darling.
All right, thanks so much, Terry.
You bet. Really.
All right. Hey, you know, we're here.
Very excited about this segment coming up.
We're here with Donald Anderson. Armstrong. Sorry, why did I say that? I've got it right
good
here.
Good morning, Donald Armstrong.
Morning.
Yeah, let's close that door. Get the...
Yeah, we've got...
Siren out of the back.
Sirens coming in. Yes, and Armstrong, Supreme Team Canine. He was on before with us. Don was on with us, and you had Kelly Verhoog here with her dog that you trained to walk backwards and watch her back going down the river trail.
Yep. Everybody was there.
Okay. Look, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to start talking because Don's not just working with individuals on training their dogs to protect them. And or behavioral problems, and we're going to talk about that. But he's also working with our troops. and she was with post-traumatic stress disorder, and what he's doing with that. And plus, we need to, for those who do not know this man, we need to talk a little about where he's come from and how he got here in Reading, because it's a that in itself is a story, too. From Donald Armstrong of Armstrong Supreme Team Canines. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is so strange. When you don't know how to be dead, where you're going to, you can't be sure. Of any situation, something could change, and then you won't die.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The Reading Chapter of Gun Owners of California presents the 6th Annual Fundraising Banquet and Auction, July 25th at the Holiday Inn. Gun Owners of California is the most effective, toughest fighting pro-gun organization in the state of California. So come by and get your tickets now. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Help support Gun Owners of California.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Monday morning. Thank you, Reading, for our ratings jump. Just keep remembering us when they keep asking you about who do you listen to. You listen to Carl and the Bot on KCNR 1460. 81 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. 8:18 in the morning on July the 20th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Mighty Fine Foods. You know, Mighty Fine Foods, it's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Not only does it have over 1,000 cold drinks, it's got 250 beers as part of that 1,000 cold drinks, all types of stuff, daily deli specials under $5, and barbecue. Just dynamic, great barbecue on Fridays. That's right. You just go on down there, you pick it up, get that free bag of ice there if you buy an 18-pack or larger. Root beer floats, dryer's ice cream by the scoop. It's got it all. But here's the best part. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and locally operated by father-son right here in town. back under the original ownership. So your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, 299 into Schutz Road, right in Bella Vista, right down the road here when you're getting ready to make the turn or you're heading for the lake, stop in there, gas, propane, you got it all right there, Mighty Fine Foods. We're here with Donald Armstrong, who is Supreme Team Canine. And this, I want, before we get into this project you're working on, which is, of course, close to my heart because it has to do with veterans, let's talk about Don. You immigrated from Oakland up to Redding, and you had a successful dog training business in Oakland.
Yes.
And how did you get into this?
Years ago, just training dogs for myself. Ended up competing against some master trainers, quote unquote, down in Oakland as a teenager, and it was no contest.
You just won.
Yeah, it's the gift.
And you were living in it wasn't like you were living in a section of town that was conducive to dog training, was it?
Oh no, I was living in Iraq.
Well, you know, we used to tell our troops that you know, guys, we're going out on missions every day, but your chances of getting hurt here are less than it is in Oakland and Chicago.
Oh yeah,
for young men 18 to 24.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like taking your kids to war because you're right in the middle of it.
So, Donald, for our listeners that perhaps didn't hear the wonderful interview you did, like last month or a while ago, share with our listeners a little bit about when you grew up. Okay, so you're living in Oakland, existing or trying to survive in Oakland, as you, I think, I recall you saying. How did animals or dogs come into, did you have pets? Did you, how did you know that you had a way with canines?
Well, I've been on my own since I was 14. The dogs was all I had at one point. Not having a home, living day by day, not knowing where I was going to be. So.
Were the dogs your companions?
Yes.
Okay. How many did you have?
Two.
So could you give us just a kind of a little bit of a day in the life of that time? If you reflect on, give us a little mini movie of what it was like at that stage in your life. 14, on the streets, two dogs.
Ooh, scary.
Okay.
Not knowing what you was going to eat the next morning, feed your dogs, make sure they ate before I ate. They protected me. I did a lot of training, a lot of learning. It was some guys that used to, his name is Richard Ellsworth. He passed away. And I used to sit on the corner and watch him train from a distance. Kind of nervous to go down there. I used to walk from, I'd say, at least 8 miles to walk down and just watch them train, sit on the corner. And one day he just said, come on down here. And once he see what my dogs can do, he was very impressed. So.
See, he was a mentor.
Yes.
Richard Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm. And so then you ended up, and then some time went by, you had your own training facility in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people would bring their dogs to you.
Yes.
Was it just the people from Oakland, or was it other people?
Oh, no, from all over the place.
All over the place. Mm-hmm.
So you built a name for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, please. Well, oh, you want to get closer. Okay, I thought Bob had a question.
Bob's saying, get him in closer here. So it was kind of like word of mouth then.
Oh, yeah.
That said, hey, you know what? This guy can do some things with dogs.
Oh, yeah. Someone would see their dog, see someone's dog, and be very impressed and ask, you know, who trained that dog?
Okay. And then you got into competitions.
Oh, yeah. I slipped my way into a competition.
How do you slide into
I just went and signed up.
Okay.
It was a lot of officers and...
Okay, so these would be like the police canine
yes.
training. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they said I couldn't after a while. Once they figured out who I was, they just kept asking, who's this kid? Yeah. But there was no rules that I couldn't be there.
Right.
So I guess it was kind of funny to them. Yeah, just let them just do it anyway. Just let them just do it. Yeah. They put their foot in their mouth.
Wait, you say your dogs were winning, and you were like,
It was... like taking candy from a baby. It was too easy.
So then they say we better pay attention. I'm thinking, like, well, why is this guy, what is he, you know, he may not have the official, you know, schooling or title of, you know, officer, but he's got something here when it comes to docs.
Yes. I had no phone, but they came looking for me. Hmm. But I wasn't to say that I got found.
Okay. So... The all right, so then you started your school there, and then at some point you decided that you needed to get out of Oakland.
Oh, yeah. So I started looking from Willows to Oregon.
The place you go to.
Out of Oakland. I didn't want to go further south. I had never been up north, and I felt it, that this was the place for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, further south...
L.A.
Yeah, I know. That's
Fresno area.
It wouldn't have changed anything in your life. It would not have been a dramatic change.
No.
But moving north is a dramatic change, as we all have found out.
Oh, yeah. The energy is awesome up here.
So you narrowed it down between Willows and the Oregon border. Okay, that's a pretty good piece there.
Well, all the way into Oregon.
Oregon.
It wasn't out of... I was going to go there if that's where it was.
Okay, but you knew you were going to find the place.
Oh, yeah.
So how? How was it running?
If you don't have faith, you don't have anything. I had faith, and I just went with it. I didn't go against anything. I was up here sometimes three times out the week.
Okay.
3 hours, 6 hours round trip.
Looking for pieces of property, perhaps.
Yes.
But it was running, though. That's called out to you.
The house, Anderson, the house didn't know it was being built for me when it was being built. The way I got that house, it was made for me and my kids.
It was meant to be.
Yep.
So now you brought your kids up here too.
Yes.
The whole family.
Everybody.
How many?
Well, six live with me.
Six kids live with you. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of them back here in the green room too.
Yeah.
Their godfather brother.
Yeah.
Your godfather brother.
My godfather brother Ralph.
Hey Ralph, you're listening. Hey.
Yeah, he's up here from Oakland.
Okay, we're talking to, because we're getting questions here, we're talking to Don Armstrong, Armstrong Supreme Team K-9, and his, do you have a website?
It's being built now,
okay,
for a new
new
property.
Let me give you his phone number, so if you've got your pencil here, it's 510-565-9257. And I can just say is that we had three or four people call after the last show, trying to get a hold of you, and I guess they did get a hold of you, and that day you saw.
Unreal.
You saw a couple people.
Yeah, I helped a lot of people out that day.
Okay.
This is fantastic. I love the synergy of, you know, Carl and I started the station. We have listeners. They're listening to you. You came on through Kelly Verhoog. Our good friend Kelly and Norm, you've helped to train their police, former police dog.
Awesome dog.
And
Recon.
And I know that's changed Kelly's life. And
it has
changed Kelly's life.
She is such a great person, but she has put effort into this dog. And in fact, the photo of Luke and Natalie has been replaced by Recon. I don't know what to say about
that's just a joke. But anyway, there were calls that came in, and it was just kind of miracles happened. You were available that day. Can you share, without mentioning any names, like maybe one, what happened with one of the dogs that day, or the people?
I got a call from a lady. Actually, she called before I can even leave here.
Right.
And she says, I like going to the river trail, but my dog all of a sudden don't want to get back in the car for some reason. So I made myself available and went over there. And about 15 minutes, we had her dog jumping into the car. It was more so her energy. Once he didn't get in the first time, she was building up.
You get tense.
Yeah. So the dog felt that, so it got nervous, and it would just crouch down. A lot of times people think it's the dog, but 99% of the time it's the owner.
Hmm.
One of the things we talk about riding horses is to relax your butt.
Oh, yeah.
When you clench up your butt, you know, you get tense.
Right.
Horse knows that.
Hmm.
Then a horse gets tense.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. If that the dog is so in tune with you, that if you get uptight, they get uptight.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We have some personal messages, PMs that have come into the chat room, too. I love to see what that's about. But anyway, this is a fascinating interview this morning. We're so glad he's back with us again, Donald Armstrong. And when we come back from our half-hour break at 8:30, we're going to be talking about what is on the horizon and what you've been doing with post-traumatic stress. Well, it's interesting because I think, you know, you have the people that come back. Post-traumatic stress is not just in the form of people who have served our country and been in combat. It comes in so many levels for so many people who have been through so many things.
Yes. Imagine a lot of people that you've met in your life have had post-traumatic stress and they never spent one day in uniform.
Didn't even know they had it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, it's 8:29 in the morning, 605-4567. If you've got a question for our guest, please give us a call because we're going to talk about a number of things. 81 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindebach, 84 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. Don't leave dogs, kids, mothers, fathers, anything in that car. Chocolate, anything. Don't leave anything in that car.
Anything that can explode, hairspray.
Yeah, explode or die. And phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, another veteran-owned business there. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops right there. Our guest is Donald Armstrong of Armstrong's Supreme Team Canines. This is the second time Don's been on, and it's interesting. You know, a lot of people asking questions. Have you ever trained for movies or commercials?
No.
Not that you know
Not that I know of. Quite sure I have, and someone else took the credit for it.
Okay. We talked about how you started when you were, frankly, 14. You were on the streets then, and you know, trying to figure out where your next meal came from. But you had your two dogs. You always made sure they were fed. You found a mentor that helped you. Your dog business, dog training business, just grew by word of mouth. People from all over would come into Oakland, and that must mean you're a great dog trainer if they're coming from all over to come into Oakland to your place.
On the cul-de-sac, on the streets, no facility at that time.
At that time.
Just
the word got out about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A revelation, or it came to you that you know what, I can't stay here, and it was to find a place between Willows and some place in Oregon, and it became Renning. And you found the house.
Anderson.
Anderson. And you found the house that was built for you. Maybe they didn't know it, but it was. And you brought your whole family up here. Now, one of the things that you do, besides teach people or help people with dogs for personal protection dogs, is you work with veterans.
Yes.
That have post-traumatic stress. Can you tell us about that program?
Well, it wasn't intentional at first, but as time went on up here, once I started seeing people come, just pull up into my property and watch me train, and let me know that how therapeutic it was for them to just be a part of what I'm doing. A lot were Vietnam vets. It was interesting. It is interesting. I meet so many people. They just want to come hang out, sit. It's therapeutic for them. They don't even have dogs, but they come, sit and watch, invite me to their homes, invite my whole family over, bearing gifts, and tell me how I'm changing their lives. So I'm going to continue to do that.
It's pretty touching, huh?
Yeah, it's very. It's when you see a grown man that's served, shed tears, and he barely knew you for a few weeks, just touching.
Well, you know, this is something that it allows people to have a release.
Yeah.
Same things they've been holding inside for so many years. This is a release with the dog. It's safe. I mean, that dog is then their friend, and it's somebody they can work with.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, of course, we look at this out there, and you see the homeless or the transients, that there's a lot of times there's dogs there. Well, that's become their family.
Exactly.
That is their family. That's, you know, when you try to, it's a dog. Well, that's all this person has. It's more than a dog.
It's their best friend.
It's their best friend.
And now with the stand down, when they do the stand down, they're starting to have a facility when they take care of some of these homeless veterans for 2 or 3 days to get all their services. They're now starting to realize their best friends are their dogs, mm-hmm. and they're having a place that the dogs can also. Vets are coming into volunteering their time so that the animals or dogs can be taken care of while the vet's being the vet is being taken
care
of.
And they're providing cages there, mm-hmm. or pens, I should say, so the dogs can come in with their
and get their shots and do things to help the animals as well.
This is a big thing. So what are I just keep getting all these questions coming in here.
PMs, personal messages.
You guys are awesome. I wonder how many dogs that you've trained. Do you have any idea?
Not even a clue. It's
hundreds?
Thousands, probably.
Thousands.
Yes.
Okay.
From 14 to 42, yeah.
Okay. From 14
a lot
to 42.
Of dogs, yeah.
What should I say,
owners?
Okay, well, let's get into that. You know what? You've said that before. Okay, let's get into this. You don't train dogs, do you?
Well, a little. I train owners to.
You train owners?
Yeah.
Because if the owner knows what to do,
mm-hmm.
dog. The one that, you know, and you've used as an example before, and let's just use this one again, was that lady's dog refused to get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because the dog was refusing to get in the car. The dog was reading what was going on with the owner.
Once she put that leash on that dog, with the energy she had, the dog just shut down. And it just took me, I put the leash on the dog and I sat on the ground, let the dog come to me, kissed the dog, hugged the dog, and the dog started wagging its tail, and then we proceeded from there. It didn't go
what
for me.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a mix. I couldn't
okay.
tell you.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering.
And once I seen his tail start wagging, hey, then let's go. Let's go, buddy. And
well, you know, on a horse, you can tell with a horse, too, if a horse understands it. A horse will lick its lips. I know it sounds funny. But when a horse gets something, it'll lick its lips. And, you know, a tongue comes out. And you know, okay, we think they've got it. of course, I've been fooled by that. But with a dog, and when you join up with a dog, and that's kind of what it is, you two are joining together there. And once that happens, and you read this mm-hmm. from the dog, and then the dog reads you, and then you can do so much.
Well, you said it, reading. You have to I have a gift of reading the dogs. And I have to teach them to become one. And if you don't have that gift, you just can't train dogs. It don't work that way, that you could just have a class of 20 people and train all those dogs. Because not only every dog is different, every owner is different.
Man, I'm hearing Zen here.
And they're bringing,
I'm hearing Zen in the art of training.
Well, no, what
training the master.
What crossed my mind, too, as we were talking about with PTSD and these Vietnam veterans, is you're talking about the transfer of energy. Mm-hmm. You are talking to the owners about their energy and how they deal with the dog. So what came through my mind while you were talking was for these Vietnam veterans, instead of projecting anger, helplessness, some of the things that perhaps takes one's life over, is to be able to feel that I am in control of this. If I can control this and come through with a different shifting of my energy, look at how my world can change. Mm-hmm. And you're providing without they're witnessing it with you.
Exactly. It's so touching. It's amazing. Sometimes I have them leave their dog at home and we just train. I train them. Just by being there with them for an hour, just letting them vent and then talking about dogs and listen to how their everyday interaction with their dog is. And we don't need the dog actually there. We usually start off talking about dogs, and then next thing you know, you could be there for 45 minutes just talking about them. And I just listen. If it helps them, then I'm okay with that. They have something to look forward to now. I can tell some of the people that came had stressful nights. Didn't want to go to sleep. They close their eyes. I mean, I've heard this from a couple of clients. You know, I didn't know what tomorrow was going to be like. But now I have something to get up and look forward to, training my dog and what we're going to work on today. And you know, they feel like someone again. That's why I was working on a television show with the officers competing against each other. But I'm going to sacrifice that. That was something I dreamed, I always wanted to have, was my television show, Put Your Dog Where Your Mouth Is. officers competing against each other. But I think it's more important to let the veterans, dogs included, because I call the dogs vets that served as well, compete against each other on live TV. I think that would make them feel like somebody again, and like put years on their lives.
If they have something.
It's so sad sometimes, the stories I hear, and it's too much sometimes. But
I understand.
I'm glad I'm there. I'm glad I was put here.
I'm glad you are too. I'm glad that you decided that this is the place that you want to be.
Followed my heart.
Followed your heart. And you had brought six of your kids up here.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to when they came in, and these kids went from Oakland to here, to Anderson, California.
Mm-hmm.
They like it.
They love it. They haven't been back to Oakland.
Here. Now, how was the change for your family? I mean, this must have been a pretty drastic change.
It was pretty smooth.
Really?
Yes.
When I say drastic, I mean going from a city to, you know, a large city to a smaller town to a rural existence. I mean, this is almost like Green Acres.
Yeah.
That old movie, that old TV show, you know.
You said it.
You're going from the city to, okay, let's go out and plow the back 40 here.
The first week here, I said, well, how was school, you guys? They said, it's like the school's on television.
Really?
Yeah, it's like unreal. It's like everybody loves us. And before we moved up here, you know, people were saying, oh, there's going to be racism and all that. Not at all. It's the
happy
best thing that I could have done. I kicked myself in the butt for not doing it a long time ago, but everything happens for a reason, and the timing was perfect.
And the kids, been no problem with the kids.
No.
Kids are having, that's, you know, that's a big, you always worry about your kids. But
yep.
You, this is what I got last time when I was talking to your kids, was two of your sons are in here. Was that, no, we're fine. We like it here. You know?
And
it was,
programs.
I mean, without even hesitation. It wasn't like, I kind of miss the city.
And they have to work on your ranch.
Oh, yeah.
You got to put them to work.
Oh, yeah, they all work.
We saw, who was it on the tractor?
Oh, Rushmore.
Rushmore
and Cleopatra.
On the tractor, yeah.
They only two and one.
Yeah.
But they are the sport programs. We have been to the championship. We the first 6 months here, we was in Oregon playing for the championship. My son, famous football, West Valley, go West Valley, Pop Warner. My son Macklin, and famous, both of them playing football there. Our daughter just graduated from West Valley.
Congratulations, that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a blessing.
All right. Our guest here is Donald Armstrong. He is more than, he is Armstrong Supreme Team Canine. But if once you start talking to Donald, you realize he's more than Donald Armstrong Supreme Canine, Supreme Team Canine dog trainer. He's a man of faith and a man of that appreciates his life, does things to better his life and for his family, that believes in himself, totally believes in himself, which is also outstanding. And he's out there to help people. He's out there to help people, not just, you know, dogs. Helping people with dogs is just kind of that's just part of what he is. He helps people with life. Because once the person understands life, he understands dogs, or she understands dogs. I'm kind of maybe making this maybe a little bit bigger, but this is kind of how I feel about it, that you've kind of gone beyond just being a dog trainer.
Oh, yeah. It's I've been told that it's like therapy from pretty much 90% of my clients. It's therapeutic.
I'm absolutely sure
it is. And I know my purpose here now. It is to just help people and...
Help people via their dogs
or
more. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a top 100 hospital in the nation 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the United States. Right here, Shasta Regional, 70 years on the job. Shasta Regional is treating people well. We'll be right back.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Listen up, employers! Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 10 minutes till 9 here on Monday, July the 20th.
Currently 85 degrees. It's going to be 101 today. Slight chance of sprinkles tonight. That's the forecast for 73 tonight. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Been a great morning. We have just a fantastic wrap-up here.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know, 25% off specials for all 2015 summer rates on select models out there. Shasta Lake has more water, usable water, than any other lake in California. Have a staycation. Head on out there during the week, during the weekend. Get a party boat. And I tell you, that's what we enjoy. Go out there in the party boat. It's got a barbecue. It's got a bathroom on it. And doesn't take a lot of gas. And just reach out there and park. And then you just lay in the water. And you stay cool. And it's a lot of fun. If it floats or you can tow it behind a boat, Holiday Harbor has it. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to LakeShasta.com. July. It's hot out there, but not on the lake. Our guest is Donald Armstrong, Supreme Team K-9, but there's so much more to that than just training a dog. It's a therapy for a lot of people out there.
And you're
there.
Building a new arena. You're
building a big arena here.
Well, it's already built pretty much. Me and my boys did it ourselves.
Well, you got a lot of big boys out there that can help you. A lot of sons, you know. So.
And a strong woman, Sandra, at home. The mom is.
Well, you know what? That that makes a big difference.
That's nice. Yeah. But you've had a lot. You've had help by some of people in our community. Should we do a shout out?
Oh yeah. The Australian Hat, Sandra and Cody, get down there and get your hats. Brent Weaver, good friend of mine.
Brent Weaver's helped you a lot too.
He helped get established out here. Oh yeah,
Brent's good people.
Oh, very good. Our sons battle with basketball against each other. Yeah. That's the only time it gets kind of intense. But
you don't turn around and say in your face, huh?
No, I didn't when we beat them.
Okay.
and Payless Lumber. Okay. The boys down there, they actually look out as well.
Well, good. So they're
Becca's
helping.
Cafe. Can't forget them.
Where?
Becca's Cafe.
Oh, Becca's Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. And APD, Rocky and
all
Mike.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Anderson.
So these people have gotten behind you to get this arena. You've got it built, but you're looking to get it covered for all those people that want to watch, go through this experience of watching the training as it's going on.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have a 20,000-square-foot training field. I purchased artificial turf. All the materials, I'm going to put enclosed bleachers. I have all the materials for that. But I notice when some of the people come, they just, it's burning up and they're just standing on the outside and the sun is beaming on them, but they don't go. They just want to be there. And it's, so I figure if I can cover the whole facility so the sun is just not just beaming on them and make it probably the most comfortable facility in the world is my goal. So when they come, they can just hang out all day if they want. You don't have to go home. Just hang out.
Yeah,
if that makes your life better.
Start having lunch, some drinks. Kind of
yeah, fire up the barbecue.
We want to have the vending for the barbecue there. Okay.
Fire up the fire pit.
Fire up the Barbie.
Yeah, so we're just trying to raise money to cover it.
We're talking to Don Armstrong, and you can get a hold of Don at 510-565-9257. His website is under construction right now. I have to change it out from what it was, and I'm trying to read your email address. What is that?
Da Armstrong
15
at gmail.com.
Okay, Dada data.
Data is yes.
Data.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it's a small dog, large dog, do you help with search and rescue type training?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, search and rescue. I mean, we've been hearing a lot about that when they were looking for baby Ember.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dogs out for that. And a good search and rescue dog is a very valuable dog.
Oh yeah, very very valuable.
How do you
actually? We're going to start recon on that coming up here soon.
Okay, now Recon is a dog you've trained for our friends, the Verhoog family.
Mm-hmm.
That this dog is I've seen the dog in action, and it's just remarkable the things this dog knows. From what I understand, though, the dog has taken over the swimming pool. Did you hear this? That the dog has taken over the swimming pool and just lays there.
Oh yeah,
and that it's kind of like,
He wouldn't go in the swimming pool, so
but now he won't come out of the swimming pool.
Yeah, it's
good exercise.
It's
the dog, is starting to look wrinkly.
Well, anyway, so he's you've done just had a miracle with this dog, because I know that for Kelly, I mean, it was just it was a lot of dog, and he was a former police dog, Belgian.
He's a Belgian Malinois Shepherd, German Shepherd cross.
Mm-hmm.
And these are bred for police work and combat too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a lot of more war dogs.
Yes.
That the SEALs and Delta and a few of these other guys use, because these people don't realize it, but when Delta goes in or the SEALs go in on these missions, that dog goes with them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they send that dog in. Yeah. So
that's why I consider the dogs as vets as well. I mean, they wouldn't serve as well.
Oh yeah.
And if we can save some of the lives of them when they come back.
There is a TV show, I think it's called Private Canine or something like that. They're doing something, but I'm not sure what it is. But your idea of teaming them up together for a show is great. Now, the training of dogs, was really the training of people. You're open all the time, like I said, when we had phone calls. Or is it – somebody said the cost. And I imagine that depends on what the dog is, what the problem is and all that. So it would have to be if a dog's got a big problem, it's going to be more than a dog with a small problem.
Yes.
Or it'd probably be the human with the bigger problem and then as opposed to that.
You just have to get a hold of Donald on that. I'm sure it's a customized thing.
Okay, again, I'm going to give you his phone number, 510-565-9257. And if for some reason that you don't get that, if you just give us a call here at the station, we'll get you all teamed up on this.
Or you can call APD.
Anderson. Are you sure?
Rocky fixed that.
He fixed that. Because we said that last time, and somebody called. So I just called them, and they didn't know who he is.
Yeah.
They know
then
now.
Then they called here, and we got it. This boom,
so
boom. So,
okay.
We really appreciate you being with us this morning. Really, thank you for
thank you for all that you're doing.
You're a blessing to our community, and thank you for following your heart.
I appreciate you guys.
Well, it's a good thing that that you came, that it's good for our community in a lot of different ways, that you came from a place that is a combat zone to a place of serenity. I say serenity, no place is perfect, but you know, a place that you can live and prosper, and your kids will be, and your kids are, can live and prosper and go on from here. Your daughter just graduated from high school. What's she going to do? Does she know yet?
It's up in the air. She has options. She's very intelligent. Straight A's. Mm-hmm. I always give her mess about that one B she couldn't get rid of, but straight A's other than that. So she got options.
Yeah, my parents would give me trouble if I got, okay, look, we expect C's from you. No, you're not like your sister. She's really smart. You, if you can get some C's, just mainly C's. I went, okay, I'll try real hard.
Went on to get your master's. So.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It's kind of like this thing. Some of us are like this in certain schools, like if I can get by with this, you know, so. It gets harder as you get older. All right. Okay, tomorrow, we've got a lot of things going on tomorrow. We want to talk about what's happening here in town. I want to talk about the electric, the water, all of these things. All of these parts will be coming together tomorrow when we're coming in here, along with Turtle Bay and the latest what's happening with Turtle Bay out there. So, everybody have a great day.
Thanks, Donald.
105 degrees today.
Thanks,
so
Bob.
Be careful. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your
back down? No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The UN Security Council putting its stamp of approval on the Iran nuclear deal. The agreement setting in motion a series of steps, ending sanctions against Iran. Israel fiercely opposed to the deal, lobbying Congress to reject it. Raising the flag. Chants of Viva Fidel, Viva Raul fill the air as the Cuban flag is hoisted up the pole outside Cuba's newly reopened embassy in Washington, D.C. BBC's Katie Watson in Havana.
This is a hugely symbolic step. It restores diplomatic relations that were severed in 1961, 2 years after Fidel Castro led his revolution.
There were protesters at today's flag-raising ceremony in D.C., and at least one of them, soaked in fake blood, was arrested. Also at SRNnews.com, more rain possible today.